Cup semi-final, day six. The wins of the day went to Luna Rossa Challenge over BMW Oracle Racing by 33 seconds. Luna Rossa has won their semi-final match by 5-1 and now advances to the Louis Vuitton Cup finals. The second race went to the Desafío Español over Emirates Team New Zealand by 15 seconds. Emirates Team New Zealand leads the series by 4-2, and their next race will be on Tuesday. The last time an American boat dominated the America's Cup was in 1992, when as a defender, America Cube won 5-1. In 1995, the American defender lost 5-0 to the challenger, Team New Zealand. And in 1999, quite a few American teams lined up to challenge for the America's Cup, 5 in total. But the best of them, America won, fell at the Louis Vuitton Cup finals in a very close series against Luna Rossa. Final score was 5-4. That, therefore, became the first time ever that neither the challenger nor the defender was an American boat. In 2003, Oracle BMW Racing made it to the Louis Vuitton Cup finals, but again was beaten by Alinghi 5-1. Today, in 2007, the only American team, BMW Oracle Racing, has been knocked out at the Louis Vuitton Cup semi-finals. There are now three European teams and one New Zealander left in the 32nd America's Cup. One of the finalists of the Louis Vuitton Cup will be an Italian team. This is the third time. Il Moro di Venezia in 92, Luna Rossa in 2000, and again, Luna Rossa in 2007. Today is a Sunday, and for some reason, the Spanish team always wins at weekends. Today was no exception, and the Desafío Español won another great race against Emirates Team New Zealand. It seemed that each team wanted different sides, and in the pre-start, it seemed that the right was the side that was going to pay. The side the Spanish team won. The race was close, few mistakes were made by either side, but the boat that rounded the first mark was a green boat in the lead, and the same green boat stayed in control for the rest of the race. In the other race, a new afterguard lineup on BMW Oracle Racing Team went to race today. Skipper, helmsman, and team CEO Chris Dixon did not appear on the crew list. The skipper for today was tactician Gavin Brady, and the helmsman was the Dane Sten Moore. With their backs to the wall, this new lineup sailed a brave race, but were again beaten by the Italians. Chris Dixon, CEO of BMW Oracle Racing, a sincere thanks for coming here this evening. How do you feel tonight? How does the team feel?
We're very disappointed, obviously. This isn't the exit that we'd hoped for, and the reason for that, and first of all, my sincere congratulations to Luna Rossa, to James, Francesco. Well done, guys. And to Mr. Vitale. Mr. Vitale, well done. So the reason for our departure is Luna Rossa has excelled this week. And they've been quietly building up, and they've clearly got a lot stronger, and they've outsailed us in many areas on the race course this week. They've had great speed upwind, they've had enough speed downwind, started well, got those first wind shifts, made good tactical calls, and they've done a fantastic job. So well done, Luna Rossa, the well-deserved win. Thank you.
Chris, you changed the lineup the night before the last race. Was that a bit late in the process? Could you have done it a bit earlier, do you think, if you saw that there were problems arising?
We've had and still have a very, very strong team with a huge amount of depth. We've got a very good boat. We've got good masts, good sails. We've got a huge amount of depth in the sailing team. We've got a huge amount of depth design, shore, in every area. And I look back on this week, I look back on round robin one, round robin two, and we don't have glaring weaknesses. Clearly, we got outclassed by Luna Rossa in a number of areas this week. And the fact that they beat us around every single turning mark, which hadn't really hit home to me today until I was watching it on television, and that statistic kept coming out. For the amount of depth we've got, if there was something glaringly obvious, we'd have done something about it. to our team, the disappointment is that we'd done everything we could do. The team did a fantastic job. I thank my team sincerely. They've worked incredibly hard for 4 years, all of them. They're all disappointed. Thanks to Sten Moore for stepping in at short notice today. It was we call a hospital pass in rugby. You throw the ball when there's just, you catch the ball, you're going to get hammered for catching it. It wasn't a welcome pass for Stan. He went out there and did a fantastic job today. Thank you, Stan. So, again, if there'd been glaring weaknesses that we could do something about, we'd have done something. And the decision to take me off the boat today was Larry's decision. And that was his call to make. He's the owner, and that's the call he made today. And but again, thank you, Stan, for going out and doing a great job. And again, nobody did a bad job on our team. Our friends across the fence did a much better job. So,
Chris, what advice would you give to Luna Rossa Challenge now as they go forward to the Louis Vuitton Cup Finals?
I don't think they need a lot of advice, and they certainly don't need any from me right now. They're doing just fine.
Francesco De Angelis, skipper of Luna Rossa Challenge, when did you learn about the afterguard change on BMW Oracle Racing?
We heard this morning.
You've got now 11 days before the start of the Louis Vuitton Cup Finals. How will you use the time available to you?
Well, we're working on the plan, because people always think that things in sport come from granted. And I think the racing was much harder than the score reflects. And we knew we had a gate to go through, which was the Tour and Robbins. Then there was this semi-finals. So we go step by step. So we'll be working our plan, and of course we need to recharge the batteries a bit, and then keep working in improving the boat and ourselves. That's, I think, the best use of the time we can do.
Obviously, looking further forward and realizing that the second semi-final pair is proving to be closer than expected, which of the two would be the better opponent for you in the finals? Better in the sense of...
Maybe this is the problem that those two guys have to sort themselves.
James, can you tell us about the pre-start and how you saw it and the beginning of the first beat?
Well, Torben was liking the right-hand side, just basically because the times were so long due to the wind shift. But we knew that there was going to be a little bit of bias on the pin end, and then as the start sort of progressed, it got to be quite favoured on the pin end side. So, and at that stage, Torben and the guys started to see a little on the left, and you know, we sort of made a sort of decision to take the bias and take the pin end and try and do the jump at the start.
And any time during the race where, Francesco said the scoreline doesn't reflect the closeness of the racing, but after the start, was there a period where you felt threatened by them particularly, or did you seem to grow your lead all the way around?
Well, you never relax. I mean, I think you only have to look at the second race of the series where, you know, with a team like BMW Oracle, they're so strong, and if you make one little mistake, they're just going to jump on you and make you pay for it. And we saw that. The important thing was we learnt our lesson. And certainly today we weren't going to make that mistake again. You know, the guys, no matter how big or small the lead was, kept the focus and you know, finished the job off.
Karol Jablonski, skipper of the Desafío Español. Again, you've beaten the team through persistence and smart sailing. Your boat isn't slow, especially not downwind, and you've beaten the mighty Kiwis again. Does this turn the tide in your favour now, and does the pressure begin to fall on the Kiwis?
Oh yes, we are very happy with today's win, and you know, all team on the water worked nice and hard, and the grinders did a great job because the race was very close. The tacticians did a great job and strategists. So we just actually, in all team, been working very hard and. You know, we just now very pleased with the second win, and on Tuesday we're going to go out and we're going to try to do our best again, and you know, we're going to try to win the race. But you know, obviously, you know, the Team New Zealand is a very strong team, and but we're going to try. So you know, we're very happy about this result, that we, you know, still are in the competition. Every day more we can say, the better it is.
Tell us about the pre-start and the choice of sides.
You know, the pre-starts are very complicated, and today we like it actually the ride a little bit, and you know, just like obviously I had a little bit better day than Dean, and we came to the pin end a little bit too early, and we were happy, we were pleased with the situation, which developed nicely for us, and then we got a start to the right, and you know, in this steady, because I think, you know, we got a small shift to the right in the middle of the beat, and this allowed us to actually to come closer to Team New Zealand and make a libau, and then we protected the right hand side. So that was more about actually match racing, you know, tactics, than about picking up the shifts, because the boats were close, and we knew we gotta protect the right hand side, and you know, crew did a good job, and the boat felt fine, and we managed to survive.
Dean Barker, skipper of Emirates Team New Zealand. This isn't really going according to the script at the moment, is it?
Well, we'd obviously like to be, you know, in a similar position to what Luna Rossa are right now. But you know, we knew going into this that DeSafio would be a very tough team, and you know, that's certainly proved to be the case. You certainly can't afford to drop your guard at all. You know, you get any decision slightly wrong, or you know, you don't get the better of the start, or whatever it is, give them a sniff of the lead, and they're a very hard team to pass. And you know, try as we might today, and the guys did a very good job trying to keep the race close and present some opportunities. It was you know, just the final you know, overtaking manoeuvre just wasn't there for us today.
Was the situation in the start, you guys were looking for the left, I think, is that correct?
Yeah, we, you know, it was again a very very difficult racetrack. With this nor'easterly gradient, it isn't that straightforward, and yeah, we certainly were favouring the left-hand side. As Carol said, we ended up reasonably well down on the pin lay line, and so the opportunity to start on starboard was going to be a fairly compromised start, so we I made the decision to start on port. I think we're probably reasonably even across the line, and then we sort of tacked away to the left, so you know, obviously down attack, and you know, there wasn't enough there on the left that we could capitalise on.
You seem to have had a couple of bad jibes on the second run. Did you have a winch problem or something like that?
No, we just you know, things didn't go as smoothly as we would have liked, and yeah, we'll just we'll focus on that, and you know, won't be doing that again in the future.
What are you going to do tomorrow? No race day.
I think we'll just we'll have a day off and see what you know, see what we get on Tuesday. It seems like, you know, potential is a pretty good breeze, so it could be a bit of a change around from what we've had over the last wee while.
Thank you, Arch. We'll go to the